Welcome to the Godcasting Hub with Lloyd Portman, where Lloyd discusses his Christian experiences with God and the principles and revelations he has learned from these experiences to inspire your walk also. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Hi, everybody. It's Lloyd here again, and today we're going to be talking about something I have already talked a wee bit about, but I'm going to share this one because I think it's a good add-on to the one that I recorded, which was number 17, about the words that we speak in our heart and that God hears. This happened when I was over in Australia and we were ministering as a team in Tasmania. There was a group of us, about five of us in this team, and we were at a home group, and it was around about Easter time, and we were going to have one of those feasts together and celebrate Easter, have a lamb, a roast lamb, and eat the whole lot, and then go home. And there would have been about probably 30 of us at this meeting. We were all standing in a circle, and the guy who was running it sort of said, right, here's the announcements, and this is what the night's going to format like. And I was just standing there looking at these lovely people, and I had this thought in my heart, and I spoke it out in my heart, and I said, Father, it would be really neat and lovely if you could give me a prophetic word for each one of these people. That would be a fun thing to do tonight. I just left it with him, and anyway, while this guy was speaking away and finishing off the directions for the night, one of the other team members asked him if he had finished, and he said, yes, I have. And he said, okay. He said, look, he says, I just have the sense that God wants to give Lloyd a prophetic word for each of these members tonight after we've finished the meal. Is that going to work? And he said, yeah, definitely. I got such a surprise, and such a delightful surprise it was. And I thought, okay, this is going to be amazing. So anyway, we had the meal and went through the night and had some fellowship, and it was really, really a wonderful time. And then the time came for me to step up and start to share what God had given me for each person. And it was a really interesting situation because I hadn't actually received any real direction for each person, but I just felt that it would be lovely to be able to go and share a word with each of them individually, which would be significant to them. Well, the owners of the house had a intellectually handicapped child at this meeting, and the funny part was that God said, right, I want you to start with this young man. He was about 14 years old, and I didn't have a single clue or idea what it was going to be like, sharing what the word of God was going to be like for him. Anyway, I walked across the room, and he saw me. He looked at me coming over to him, and he looked up into my face, and he was wide-eyed, and obviously something had tweaked him because he was expectant. And I looked at him, and I heard the words. I'd probably say it another way. I listened to the words that came out of my mouth, and that was this. God said to him that he had a very special job for him. And this little boy, when he heard that, his eyes got even wider and his mouth opened up. Then God said to him, you're going to be one that I'm going to use to test the hearts of all men. You could almost hear a gasp in the rest of the audience. And this little boy just beamed with delight. It was such an amazing time. And really, when you think about it, when people see people in public that are intellectually handicapped or disabled or some sort of a way, there's a general thing that happens, and I've seen it many, many times, where people skirt away from them or go into a shop, or they're intimidated by actually confronting their own fears or thoughts about this, and they don't even want to even acknowledge these sorts of people. Anyway, the night went on and we had an absolute amazing time together. I was so pleased that God heard my cry of my heart and told someone else, one of the other members of the team, to repeat it and invite me to be able to do it. It was such a funny thing, and that's why I wanted to share it with you, that don't be surprised if God actually gives you the desires of your heart, responds to the words that you speak in your heart. So that's it for today, and I just wanted to add that on to the one in episode number 17. It would be a good thing to go back and listen to that one as well as this one, and it will just give you a bit more understanding of how God works. Don't hesitate to talk to God and ask God something really significant in your heart and believe that He's actually going to answer it. Okay, thanks very much for listening, and God bless you. We'll see you next week.